Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM, now providing a new mobile site, FarmerView, for up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. Let's look at the composite numbers in Kansas City. March wheat, 769, down 8.25. March wheat in Chicago, 729.25, down 9.25. March corn, 695, down 5.5. July, 675.75, down 7. December, 556.25, down 5.25. March soybeans, 1489.25, up 6.5. July, 1456, down 0.25. November, 1281.25, down 5.75. March soybean meal is down is up $4 at $437.60, and March soybean oil is down 50 cents at $51.57. February live cattle, 125.37.5, up 27.5. March feeders, 140.87.5, up 15. And April lean hogs are 82.40, and they are down 55.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
The 24th annual All-Day Ag Outlook meeting is March 5th at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. And we have a dynamite lineup, including John Bondrand of Bondrand Futures, Murray Wise of Murray Wise & Associates, and University of Illinois ag economist Peter Goldsmith. Our theme this year is Strategies for Market Profitability in 2013. The cost is $25 and includes a continental breakfast and Beef House lunch. Register now at 217-333-7300 and avoid the registration line. We will take all major credit cards. Call 217-333-7300 and we'll mail your tickets good for our VIP line the day of the event. And we're near a sellout of that event. I think about 20 tickets remain, give or take. So if you want to go, now would be the time to call 217-333-7300. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Don't know anything about snow down there, do you?
Well, I'm actually up here in the Midwest. I'm in Cincinnati, Ohio today.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't had any snow, but I think we're going to get some. But hopefully I'm heading back east before it gets going too heavy here this afternoon.
Yeah, well, it's going to snow a lot on the plains, and I'm sure that that is welcome to, relief to wheat farmers who are looking for a moisture before the winter wheat crop comes out of dormancy. Also today, we had the numbers from Joseph Glauber at the Economic Outlook Forum in Virginia, in Arlington, Virginia. And the number that struck me most was the average price of a bushel of corn at $4.80. It's going to be hard to make money there.
Well, I guess we'll have to see about that. $4.80 is probably, you know, a pretty, you know, that's going to be a pretty good price if we raise a big crop. And we'll have to kind of see how all that plays out. But you know, we basically have two markets. We have a very tight old crop situation that's probably not going to be really resolved until we see what the March 1st stocks numbers are. But, you know, anytime you put together a balance sheet with the available acres that's going to be available for planting this year, and then you start multiplying them by some kind of average yield, expectations, all of a sudden the supply-demand balance sheet loosens up to the point where it scares everybody, and I think that's part of some of the bearishness that we're seeing here in the marketplace here today. I think another thing that's kind of hanging over the market, not knowing necessarily whether or not these March 1st cuts are going to go through, and which agencies and which employees get laid off, whether it's going to be grain inspectors or meat inspectors or FDA inspectors, that kind of thing. That's kind of hanging, I think, over the market, kind of as a bearish influence until we get that all resolved, Dave.
Let's go ahead and look at those technicals that we spend time with you every Thursday. Why don't you begin with the December corn charts and tell us what you see?
Well, December corn is going to be one of those commodities that's going to be hard to get anything going. I mean, today we are down. I would kind of view this as a test of the low that we had here several days ago at 552. If this market would hold above this 552 and pull out of here, then I think that would kind of shore up the prospects that the winter low is in place. And then the market's going to start shifting its focus toward new crop and what kind of potential we're going to get out of new crop, and start playing the guessing game of what kind of acres we're going to have, what kind of yield we're going to have based upon, even though the Western Corn Belt is getting some moisture, there's still a dominant part of the Corn Belt that's very dry. Completely opposite of a year ago. A year ago at this time, when you looked at the drought monitor map, there was no drought in sight. Today, we got, you know, half the Corn Belt in very dry conditions, and unless we have a real plentiful wet spring in many areas, a lot of those soils are not going to get recharged and are very vulnerable to dryness as we go in the summer. But corn, I think, trying to make a stand here at this 550 level, that's a place for it to do that, and see whether or not we can get a rally, you know, maybe back to this 580 up into this 595 area. I think those would be probably the upside target if corn could kind of reverse in here and close higher here today or tomorrow.
And downside targets, if we cannot make a stand at the 552s and have multiple closes below 552. Could you squint your eyes and say 520 something?
Well, yeah, I think longer term, I really don't, you know, like talking about it, but longer term, your monthly corn charts basically suggest that we're going to go down underneath 550, and if we do, you don't really have good support on the long-term trend line until you get down around the $4 area. But we're not going to do that overnight if we're going to do that. But your long-term charts do indicate that downside price vulnerability as we go down the road for December corn is going to be, you know, $5 initially, then $4.50, and then maybe $4. So we do have to be worried about that. But that's, like I said, not going to happen overnight. We're going to have big acres to do that, and we're going to have very favorable weather on top of that. I think these balance sheets that are using this 162 and above type yields are very optimistic, and, you know, I think the realistic is more maybe in the mid to upper 150s if we have favorable weather. But that's something that we'll have to resolve as we go forward. I still think, you know, short term here, old crop supplies are going to be very tight. The thing that worries me is I think the fund interest is dwindling and working its way out of the market. So basis levels are going to probably have to do a lot of the work to ration inventory, but we're not going to know how much we're going to have to ration until we see the March 1st stocks number, which will be released sometime, I think, either March 28th or March 29th.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Current tick, March corn, 693.5 down 7, December 555 down 6.5. March beans, 1490.5 up, 1490.5 up 7.75. November, 1282.75 down 4.25. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.